Today, our blessed Lord says to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. The bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Lord is like a great friend who can make his presence felt in so many different ways. He can speak to you, he can listen to you, or he can just be there for you. When we visit him in the Eucharistic adoration, you know that the Lord, the Son of God, who was crucified, died, and rose again from the dead, is physically and objectively and literally present in front of you. You can speak to him, you can listen to him, or you can just plain stare at him. You pick, you choose. The Lord is there for you and you alone, despite whoever else might be in the church or chapel. Like a good friend, he can speak to you or just plain listen to you. But most likely, he will help you rummage through your memories and share some ideas with you. He may even pull out a thought for you. The Lord is our friend, and we all know that friends work in mysterious ways sometimes. Christ said, "The bread that I will give is my life." The Lord is life itself. He's everything. Shepherd and lamb, priest and victim. He's Abraham and Isaac. He's Savior and servant. He's God and man. He's everything in one. He's three in one. Jesus is the living bread that came down from heaven. His essence is life. His life is love. His love is never ending. It's that simple. It's as simple as bread. This is Deacon Paul Kotlowski from St. Joseph's Parish in Strongsville.